A fleeing break and enter suspect's attempt to evade Mounties by lighting a fire as a distraction failed, and the Sylvan Lake Mail now faces a string of charges including arson. On Sunday, October 8 at about 4:15 p.m., Three Hills RCMP responded to a report of an unfolding break and enter at a rural property where the owner was hiding inside the home, according to a press statement issued today, Thursday, October 12. Upon arriving at the scene, responding officers observed an unspecified number of suspects fleeing the area in a vehicle, reads part of the police statement, which did not mention how many culprits were involved. Members were able to locate the vehicle along with one male suspect who police allege lit a fire to a farm field in an effort to evade officers. He was not successful and the male was subsequently arrested, with police confirming the vehicle had been reported stolen and a subsequent search of the interior yielding break and enter tools as well as stolen property. As a result, police have laid several charges against Joseph Vincent, 30, a resident of Sylvan Lake, including arson causing damage to property, breaking and entering a residence, possession of break-in instruments, as well as possession of property obtained by crime less than $5,000. Following a judicial interim release hearing, Vincent was remanded into custody to appear tomorrow, Friday, October 13, in Alberta Court of Justice in Drumheller. Expressing pride in the Three Hills officers through the statement issued by police, Detachment Commander Sergeant Jamie Day said, "A lot of work went into catching this offender and I am thankful that no one was hurt during the incident." The successful apprehension of the suspect demonstrates the importance, effectiveness and dedication from our members, Day was quoted as saying. But police can only act and hope to succeed with detailed, timely and accurate information. And the sergeant also went on to praise attentive, keen-eyed members of the public who provide crucial information. An instrumental tool that aided the investigation was camera footage provided by the victims linking the individual to multiple incidents, said Day, who also extended gratitude to assistance from the Southern Alberta District Crime Analyst who provided additional intelligence that also proved critical to the investigation.